Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about some evidence of compromise in the life of a great man of God. 1 Samuel chapter 29, verses 1 through 3. We're talking about the life of David. Then the Philistines gathered together all their armies at Aphek, and the Israelites encamped by a fountain which is in Jezreel. And the lords of the Philistines passed by in review by hundreds and by thousands, but David and his men passed in review at the rear with Achish. Then the princes of the Philistines said, "What are these Hebrews doing here?" And Achish said to the princes of the Philistines, "Is this not David, the servant of King Saul, the king of Israel, who has been with us these days or these years? And to this day I have found no fault with him since he defected to me." As the Philistines pushed deep into Israelite territory, they prepared for battle by gathering their armies, ready to completely defeat the hated Israelites and to crush them completely. Saul, the king of Israel, spent the night before the battle seeking a séance with the dead. David, anointed to be the next king of Israel, spent the night before the battle among the Philistines, getting ready to actually fight with them against his own people, Israel. The morning of the battle, the Philistines' troops marched before their leaders, and David brought his men for this same inspection. David was among the Philistines because he was discouraged. He left the people of God and the land of Israel, and he cast his fate with the Philistines instead. You'll find that back in 1 Samuel chapter 27. David found himself in a place that he thought he would never be, among the ungodly, ready to fight against God's people. It's hard for us to believe that the boy so full of faith who killed the Philistine giant was now ready to fight for the Philistines. Well, the Philistines couldn't believe it either. When they saw David and his men among the soldiers, they said, "What are these Hebrews doing here?" The Philistine leaders looked at David and his men and said, "They aren't one of us. They're Hebrews. They worship another god. We don't belong together." Those pagan Philistine leaders could see what David was blind to. David started to think and to act like a Philistine, and he was ready to fight with them against the people of God. But the Philistine leaders could see that this wasn't right, even when David couldn't. The Philistine leaders knew who David really was. They understood that David was really a Hebrew. He was part of God's people. David seemed to forget this, but the Philistine leaders knew. David would have never slipped into this sinful place if he had remembered who he truly was and what his destiny was. F.B. Meyer made this observation based on these verses. He said this, quote, "It is very terrible when the children of the world have a higher sense of Christian propriety and fitness than Christians themselves." Now, David had a friend among the Philistines named Achish. Achish defended David, saying, "Is this not David, who's been with me these days or these years, and to this day I found no fault in him since he defected to me?" I think it was a sad thing that a Philistine ruler defended David so confidently. David identified himself so much with the enemies of Israel that Achish knew that he had David in his pocket. Hearing those words from Achish should have grieved David to hear an ungodly ruler said, "David's been with me, and I found no fault in him, and he's defected to me." That should have been a great wake-up call to David. It would be as in if an ungodly co-worker insisted to others that you're not really a Christian after all, because they saw how you lived. Christian, how would those who are not believers yet testify about your life? Would they insist that you're really not a Christian because of what they have seen in your life? Or to put it another way, if you were put on trial for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to prove you, to prove the accusation true in court? How we live should give evidence to our true belief in Jesus Christ. And may God build that in us today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.